You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back in making his fifth appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is our Kansas City Chiefs insider, Nick Athan. You can read Nick's insights online at primetimesports.com and follow him on Twitter at Chiefs Insider. And we're very excited that he has taken a few minutes out of his night down there in Miami to be a part of the show tonight. Hey, Nick, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Chris and Bob, thanks for having me on the show again. I really appreciate it. I'm down in South Beach, so I'm giving you a little background on I hear a little music going on. There's no quiet place down here, so it's just been a massive party of Chiefs fans and 49ers fans, and nothing like I've experienced before, I can tell you that.
So, yeah, well, you know what, Nick? I got to imagine you're as excited as you could possibly be with the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl for the first time and you know, 50 years in practically our lifetimes. They're finally back in there. Talk about what it's like getting to soak it all in.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 50 years for me. You know, I'm old school. You know, I'm an AFL kid, Municipal Stadium kid. And for me to be able to experience this again 50 years later is something I had dreamed of, thought it would actually happen a lot sooner. But, the NFL gods decided that wasn't going to be the place. They gave us Patrick Mahomes and now everything's changed. And I've just enjoyed it all. You know, I feel very confident the Chiefs are going to win. I feel very good about it. I just really enjoyed the last 2 weeks, talked to a lot of people I haven't talked to since I was a kid, and a lot of old friends and colleagues, and running into a lot of them, you know, down in South Beach, and it's been a blast. I'm just having a really good time with it.
Nick, any concern at all that, you know, since, you know, this is Mahomes, it's only his second year, and he's never been on this right. kind of stage before, any concern at all that the moment might be too big for him, at least, you know, for the start of the game and may let it get away from him?
You know, any trepidations I had kind of ended after the 24-0, you know, meltdown against the Houston Texans in the divisional round. I think once he came through that, showed his leadership on the bench, I just felt like, you know, no matter what the situation, he was going to be ready. And you got to remember, you know, after that Patriots loss a year ago, his primary goal was to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. He made a statement in the locker room that I think I'm okay with sharing now, that it was not going to happen again. He was not going to disappoint those fans. We were not going to lose another AFC Championship game in Kansas City on his watch. And he went out and proved it. You know, it wasn't the way that we all thought they'd get there, but they did. And, you know, they had some struggles mid-year. They got things worked out, but, I am not concerned about his willingness to do what it takes or any nerve. The guy's just made a steal.
Nick, I saw you posted on social media that you ran into the Chiefs defensive line at dinner the other night. those guys eating light, they're going to have to be a little nimble to catch Raheem Mostert on Sunday. They eating right?
Yeah, man, they were impounding shrimp. And, you know, the stuff that would take up 6 or 7 bites, they were engulfing in one. So I'll tell you, they were all business. They were all focused. I mean, there was not a lot of partying going on. They had some family time. You know, in fact, you know, it was fun watching them. I mean, Chris Jones was there. It was all the defensive linemen. And about, I don't know, it was about 9 o'clock, Terrell Suggs said, you know what, boys, I'm going to bed. I got to get my rest. I got to be ready. He left and the kids stayed a little bit longer. But, you know, listen, these guys are loose. They're together. But yeah, it totally surprised me. And there's some other local dignitaries that walked in too. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a happening place. And we just decided to go pick a restaurant that was close by, and lo and behold, there were 20 Chiefs players there.
And Nick, when I look on the opposite side of the ball, the 49ers, they were the number one defense against the pass this season. They only allowed 169 yards a game. They've generated 5 turnovers right. so far in the postseason. But, you know, we saw Drew Brees have a good game against them, right? In that barn burner game that the 49ers won, 48-46, you know, he threw for 349 and 5 touchdowns. We saw Goff have a pretty good game against
right.
them. Any concerns that the 49ers defense is going to be able to at least slow Mahomes and that offense down?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll slow them down a little bit. I think they'll take away some parts and pieces of the offense. But, you know, that's why they have 5 playmakers on the field. You know, Damian Williams, Kelsey, Watkins, you know, you look at Hill, Kelsey. I mean, you look at Robinson. You got McCole Hardman. I mean, I don't know how San Francisco is going to stop that, you know, across the board. It just means somebody else is going to have to step up. Last week or 2 weeks ago was Watkins. The week before it was Kelsey. Maybe this week it's Hill. Maybe he torches them for a couple hundred yards and a couple of long TDs. But, you know, is there a concern? Can they slow them? Well, of course they can. But, you know, they mainly rush four guys. And what we've seen in the postseason is the teams that have rushed four guys. Mahomes just sits back there and has five offensive linemen blocked, and he picks them apart piece by piece. So I don't think it'll be different now. This is a better defense than he's faced so far to date. But I'm confident that, you know, maybe he struggles in the first quarter, but he'll pick it up in the second, third, and fourth. But I'm not as concerned. You know, everybody talked about Derrick Henry 2 weeks ago, and he was going to just run 200 yards. And, you know, and that didn't happen. And the Chiefs have played really good against the run lately, and I expect that to continue on Sunday.
Great to speak with you, Nick. Just wanted to get your opinion on Andy Reid. You know, this is a guy who's going 12-4 three of the last 4 years. I mean, he knows how to win football games, but you still get that feeling, Nick, that the taking the monkey off his back, you know, that he needs this game. Do you think he's feeling a lot of pressure, Nick? I mean, I think he's a Hall of Fame coach no matter what, but he really needs this game. When you get this close, he can probably taste it right now.
Yeah, I think he can. I mean, the players want to get it for him. He's not going to publicly say that it's, you know, not something, it's something that isn't on his mind or something that he hasn't thought about. I mean, he certainly has. I'm sure of it because the media reminds him about him every single day. But, you know, you've seen a pretty good outpouring of coaches and players, former players that are rooting for him. I think the tea leaves are there. I think the writing's there. I think Mahomes' magic is there. I think all the things are lining up to where if it's going to happen, this is his best chance. But, you know, I agree, he's a Hall of Fame coach, but if he wants to solidify that, and I'm really tired of talking about it in the media, and I know he's probably tired of addressing it, just go win the damn game on Sunday and be done with it.
And, Nick, when Mahomes got hurt this year, I don't know if many of us thought he'd come back this good. I mean, Mahomes is Mahomes, but, my goodness, he came back quick, and he came back very, very healthy, and that's what I think gives them the advantage. I did not think that team or him would be this healthy in, February now. So that's got to be something great. And I guess it tells you how much that guy really wanted to come back.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he walked off the field on that Denver game and in the locker room, you know, he didn't have a brace on. You know, he kind of had like one of those things that stretched his knee over. And you know, he seemed to be fine. And he told some people that I spoke to that, you know, it had been a playoff game. He would have played that next week. And he got the rest. They got the bye week. He's healthy. I mean, you can see what he's done with his feet and his arm in the last few weeks. Just phenomenal stuff and stuff for really a second year starter to be that poised. But he feels good. He's healthy. The rest of the team is healthy. Chris Jones is full speed. Travis Kelce's full speed. The fact that actually both these teams outside of Coleman, are going into the Super Bowl with only one serious injury is pretty darn good. Which means everybody's full strength, but I really thought for the worst when it happened, but fortunately, you know, the kid is superhuman, and he willed his body and worked with the trainers, and you know, it took him a couple of games. You know, I think that game, the San Diego game, and that bye week, and he came back after that and put up some pretty substantial numbers with some huge wins.
Nick, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay up to date with all the things you're doing both online and over social media.
Primetime Sports Talk, my new website. We don't just focus Chiefs, we kind of focus all sports. And they can still catch me on Twitter at Chiefs Insider.
Nick, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your night to be a part of the show. It's great catching up with you. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Take it easy.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk after the Chiefs win on Sunday, all right?
You got it.
You got it. Take
care.
Guys,
take good
care.
Luck.
Have a good one. See you later.
See ya. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That is Nick Athan. A-T-H-A-N is how you spell his last name. Nick Athan at Chiefs Insider. You can find him on Twitter doing some good things. I'm sure it's got to be just one party after another. And I hope at least for Nick's sake, Bob, he's able to do it come late Sunday night.
Yeah, it's hard to find a quiet spot, and I think he probably found the quietest one he could, and we still were interrupted a little there. So he just wants to get that game over, and I can see why.
We've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We'll get to Tony on the other side of this real quick station break.